This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, Brian. And we've had this organization on our show before. It was a fascinating conversation. I'm looking forward to today.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. Looking forward to learning about the river.
All right. Well, we got the new Riverkeeper for Chattahoochee Riverkeeper in the house today. Say hello to Jason Olsif. Jason, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thanks for carving out some time. I know you're very busy as the new Riverkeeper. Appreciate you giving us some time. Before we get into a conversation around Chattahoochee Riverkeeper, take a quick few seconds to inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
Okay, so I'm a Gwinnett County native. Grew up near the river. My dad took me fishing on the Chattahoochee River just about every weekend and just grew up to love water. And after I graduated from high school, I went to the University of Georgia and got a degree in environmental health science to just start a career in water protection. And after I graduated from college, I went and worked for the State Environmental Protection Division and another state agency for a few years until I joined Chattahoochee Riverkeeper in 2007.
Very cool. Tell us more about your position and what you've done as the Riverkeeper.
So Chattahoochee Riverkeeper is a nonprofit environmental organization that's dedicated to protecting the Chattahoochee River and all of the water bodies that flow to it. So there are 4 million people that drink Chattahoochee River water every day. And our organization works to protect this river from all of the different sources of pollution and all the different issues that affect both the quality of the water in the river and how much water is in the river.
Sure.
Jason, I spend a lot of time in the water wastewater industry, and I broadcast from a number of different trade shows and events that talk about that space. And what I've come to appreciate is the thousands and thousands of professionals who devote their life to caring for the water that we drink, the water that we use. I worry that most of the consumers out there, most of the public, just take water for granted. And they go turn on the faucet, there's clean water there. They don't necessarily appreciate, I don't think, they take it for granted all the work that goes into leading that wonderful result when you get clean water. I think we take it for granted here in the United States. What's your take on the public's awareness of this? Are you sensing that they're beginning to be more appreciative, especially when we throw in situations like what's happening in California? Is there more awareness? I mean, how much of your work is spent trying to educate people on what you do?
Well, we think that there is a lot more awareness than there used to be. And it really takes a crisis to bring that awareness out.
Unfortunately, but yeah.
You know, right now, we've had plenty of rain. So we've got lots of water in Lake Lanier, lots of water in Chattahoochee River. So, you know, water scarcity really isn't a hot topic right now. But think back to 2007. You know, running out of water was a real possibility. And Lake Lanier was around 20 feet down. And that's really where, you know, the awareness starts to come out. So while we're in periods of plentiful water, we're out there trying to advocate and make sure that we're not forgetting about the droughts that we had and the droughts that are going to come, because it comes in cycles and we are going to have another drought again. So now is the time to plant, to start using water more effectively, start doing more conservation so that when we do get to this next drought that we're ready.
So speaking on that sort of water monitoring topic, recently there's been a lot of news about kind of high E. coli numbers in the river and things like that.
Right.
Let's talk about that a little bit. What's the cause of that? What are the ways that the Chattahoochee Riverkeeper is being active to help reduce that or help that situation out?
We're right now in a pretty good heat wave. Mm-hmm. So people going out to that nice cold river to cool off, it's a great thing. It's a great place to go. But people are concerned about E. coli in the water. It's not a new issue. Mm-hmm. It's something that we've been dealing with for many years. And it's really centered around stormwater. So you have to keep in mind that rivers are dynamic systems. They're always flowing. They're always changing. So you can't just say this river's polluted and this one's not, because they're always flowing. They're always changing. And we monitor all up and down the river system, on the river itself and on the tributaries flowing into it. What we've really seen is that if the water is low, it's clear, and it hasn't rained recently, that water is well within EPA's recommended values for recreation. It's really clean water flowing through if you haven't had a recent rain. But if you had a heavy rain, stormwater runoff is the biggest source of contamination to the river. So, you know, after heavy rain, if the water's high and it's muddy, our data is showing that it does exceed EPA's recommended values for recreation. Mm. So at that point, you really want to exercise caution and decide, you know, do you want to go in this river or not? And if you do, then you need to exercise caution, limit your contact with water. You know, if you're in a canoe or kayak, that's different than swimming in the water. Mm-hmm. So you can do activities, but you really need to limit your contact. And if you do come into contact, use things like hand sanitizers and, you know, common sense practices.
Okay. Helpful tips. Thank you for that. This, if I heard you correctly, the big cause of that is stormwater runoff. So what kind of relationship do you have with partners in that space? Municipalities, waterworks, those kinds of things, are in terms of partnering and tackling that problem head on and trying to deal with that problem of stormwater runoff?
Well, you have various governmental agencies that are charged with tackling, you know, these pollution issues and stormwater runoff into our waterways from the state, local, and federal governments. And the reality is that they are way underfunded and understaffed and not able to go out there and do the jobs that need to be done. But we work with them. We try to, you know, add value to the programs that are out there. We try to go out there and boost what's, you know, being done to clean up these areas. And in some cases, we go out and do the enforcement actions that need to be done.
Mm-hmm. Underfunded, understaffed. Boy, as I mentioned, all the water, wastewater work that I do, that's a common problem all over the land, let me assure you. And right. Here's the thing I've come to appreciate, Jason, is I know a lot of people that complain about their water bill. And I'm thinking, you don't realize that is the best bargain, best deal you're going to get in your lifetime. The amazing work being done to provide safe drinking water for you. You don't even appreciate. If you really understood that, you'd be willing to pay $1,000 for that. You know?
Absolutely.
So, all right. Jason will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Jason Olseth, the Riverkeeper of Chattahoochee Riverkeeper.
So Jason, what are some programs that listeners can get involved with the river?
So there's lots of things that people can do to get involved, one of which is helping us monitor and test these waterways so that we can find out where the hotspot issues are, where the pollution sources are coming from, so we can focus our resources and get those resolved. So one program that we work with volunteers all across the basin is called Neighborhood Water Watch. One problem that we've seen out there is that our waterways are just not monitored enough. We don't get enough testing done to tell, you know, where the hotspot issues are that are flowing through our neighborhoods, through our communities, through our schools, and into our river. So what we've done is applied for grants, gotten laboratories that we can open to the public, where if you were to take a water sample and have it tested through a private laboratory, you know, you're going to pay like $75 to $100 to get that test done. We can do that much cheaper, and we have grant programs to pay for that. So we're partnering with communities, with neighborhoods, people that care about a local waterway to adopt these streams, essentially collect the samples, bring them to our laboratories, and then we do the analysis and find the problem areas. And when we find a problem, we put on the waders, we jump in the creeks, and we go out and we find out what's going on.
Interesting. And so any special recommendation on how I collect the sample? I mean, is there a recommendation on that?
Yeah. So what we do is if you contact us through our website at chattahoochee.org, we will meet you out at your stream. We give you a full kit use to collect the sample, and you have all the instructions, and that we get you started.
Oh, there's no excuses not to do it.
Does this go along with the Adopt a River, or is this separate?
It's a part of the Georgia's Adopt a Stream program.
I see.
So Georgia EPD runs an Adopt a Stream program internally that they train volunteer monitors to collect samples and analyze it themselves.
Right.
This is a little bit above that because we're doing laboratory grade testing.
Okay.
But it also goes into that program. So you're a part of the Georgia Adopt a Stream program and a part of our Neighborhood Water Watch program at the same time.
Gotcha.
Good stuff.
Cool.
Tell us about this floating classroom.
So the floating classroom right now is operated on Lake Lanier. It's been there for the last 15 years in partnership with the Alachee Nature Science Center. What we do with that is we take 4,500 to 5,000 kids and teachers a year on Lake Lanier and teach them water quality-based education and teach them about the water that comes out of the Chattahoochee River, out of Lake Lanier, how it gets to their tap, and why it's so important to keep that clean and keep it protected. And we're really excited right now. We're having a second boat that's being built. Actually, should be done next week.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to be launching that on West Point Lake, downstream of Atlanta, to really broaden the scope and the amount of kids that we're going to be able to take out and do the education programs with. So over the last 15 years, we've done over 40,000 kids
out
on the water.
Wow. That's great.
And this new boat's going to really increase our capacity to grow this program and get more kids out. It's such a great program for us. A lot of these kids that we bring out are like inner city youth that have never even been on a boat before.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, they get on the boat, you know, you see their face light up as you're going down the water, and you really teach them why water is so important.
Sure. So West Point, is that down by West Georgia? Where is that exactly?
It's near LaGrange.
Okay.
And the Georgia-Alabama border. So we'll be able to service areas like Columbus and eastern Alabama.
Cool. So how can people become a member?
So Chattahoochee Riverkeeper is a nonprofit organization, and we rely on membership dues as part of our annual operating funds. So we have over 7,000 members that join on our website, the chattahoochee.org, pay a small due each year to help us do the programming that needs to be done. And then they, you know, get engaged in our organization. We send them our newsletters and other publications to really keep them informed of our work, the opportunities that they can volunteer, such as trash cleanups. And it's a great way to get involved in the community.
Sounds like it.
Great stuff. Well, Jason, I hate to say it, we are about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions? And where can they learn more about all these great Chattahoochee Riverkeeper programs, including becoming a member?
All of that is on our website at chattahoochee.org.
All right. Jason Olseth, Riverkeeper with Chattahoochee Riverkeeper. Great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And appreciate the fine work and the important work that you're doing. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Jason Olseth, my co-host Brian Nani, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.